You're listening to The Drive Home with Casey and Blair. Welcome to The Drive Home with Casey and Blair, where we give our unfiltered first impressions of the films we just watched at the movies and record our discussion on The Drive Home. Opinions change over time, and working in the film industry, none of these critiques are meant to be personal, but rather a reaction. Thank you for listening.
Well, I was going to say look out for spoilers, but I think my mom just said one of the main ones, but actually not at the same time. So hello, everybody. This is The Drive Home with Casey, Mom, Dad, and Jeremy. No. I say spoilers the whole time. That was just a joke. Relax. My mom thought I was serious.
Serious about what?
Anyway.
You're always serious.
Semi.
You very rarely have a moment of frivolity.
I never do.
So
the movie that we saw today, it is March 2nd?
Yep.
Yes. 2017, and we just saw Logan. And
don't take kids.
No, of course, it's an R rating. Someone should not take their kids.
Don't take moms either.
Don't take moms either. That may be a good precursor. I think you saw, what, half the movie, maybe?
Hey, I watched the interesting parts.
That's a commentary to say how bloody and brutal it is. And honestly, I thought it was very well done. In terms of what they needed to do. Wasn't going to. So there's going to be a lot of spoilers in this review. So if you plan on seeing it, go see it and then maybe cut off now.
Hey, Hugh Jackman. We're seeing.
Hugh Jackman?
Hugh Jackman. Or
no,
whatever.
Right. Hughes?
I mean, he looks right. Good for his age.
Wait a minute. He's younger than me.
Yeah.
A lot younger than me.
Yeah, and you don't look good for your age. No, I'm just joking. I know. I have to get him in the
women will like he's still wearing the t-shirts and the tight jeans.
With a lot of scars.
Yeah, you know what's funny? Like, literally, there was a point where he took off his coat just to take it off.
Yeah. I wasn't complaining.
Remember the scene by the water pump? That was actually one of the moments that stuck out in my head of like, this is the most unnatural moment right here. It felt very like, we need to have this in here. Hold my coat while I just...
Definitely an A movie, though.
Yeah, I don't know what my review of the grade, but I would say it's definitely up there.
It was self-contained. I mean, it wasn't the typical comic book over-the-top kind of crap.
2 hours.
There wasn't the end of the world, save the world, which gets...
No, you know what? It's a smaller, grittier story. This, in some ways, I believe, is what maybe the style of Rogue One should have been. I'm just going to go so far as to say that.
Well, this basically, they just killed off one of the flagship characters.
Well, I would say not flagship.
He sells the X-Men movies. Are you kidding me?
No. What I'm saying is, like, they had to end it eventually. He couldn't have been Wolverine forever, and they had to go out on a high note.
Why?
Because it's they needed to finish up the storylines. It's been going. You know, you remember. Well, trust me, they'll reboot him in a couple years.
He's actually been dead in the comics for about 6 years.
Okay, well, either way.
I do have to give credit to Marvel for the fact that they've actually kept a lot of their characters dead. Jean Grey, still dead. It's been almost 12 years.
None of these things mean anything to me because...
Charles Xavier's been dead for
How many universes are there? How many Spider-Mans are there?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, it does.
In the main universe...
It's called canonless at this point.
At the very least, they're trying to reboot a second generation of characters.
Could you kill your music so we don't have any competing...
The kids did a great job.
Oh, that her eyes, just the way she's following things and watching everybody out of the corner of her eyes. I mean, that was... How old was that little girl? I don't know, but she's going to be doing big
she
things
can drive
in the future.
A car.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, she drove a car sitting on Logan's leg, which I thought was
funny.
Perfect. I thought that, like, oh, you don't need a booster. There you go.
Not as many Easter eggs.
No, and I'm glad. The Easter egg things are great, but they really get out of hand in comic book movies to the point where it's like, if you know the stuff, you can almost get distracted.
Though, obviously, Richter was obviously you know, Richter from the comic books.
Wait, Richter?
The guy that created all the vibrations and stuff like that on New Mutants.
Oh, Richter. Yeah.
Richter was the drug guy.
No, he was the guy that did that. So, but it was, you know, an interesting play on, because they had the exact same briefcase they had from X-Men Days of Future Past, where they took that, I'm sorry, X-Men Apocalypse, probably the only decent scene in that, where they had the Weapon X part, and they took the Wolverine's blood at that time. Essex Corporation, otherwise known as Mr. Sinister.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what you saw in the in their little flashback videos. You saw those vials of blood and everything.
Yeah, which they give some hints into the Savage Land there. So I think they're alluding to that with Mr. Sinister. But at the same time, like, there was some interesting perspectives that they gave the story.
Mm-hmm. The fact that Charles killed the X-Men, kind of dark.
Yeah. They alluded to that.
Did he actually?
Kind of alluded to the other guy killing off all the X-Men.
Yeah, no, they alluded to the other guy killing off all the X-Men.
Killing off mutants. But they said Charles killed... I saw him. They said Charles killed seven X-Men in the radio thing. He's injured over 700 people in Westchester.
Yeah, you barely heard that, though.
Yeah, and he killed seven X-Men.
Yeah, but no, you didn't... And killed seven, and I don't think they finished it, or did they?
Yeah, they did. They said seven X-Men.
I don't know. I had tissue in my ears.
Oh.
It was loud.
Oh my gosh.
Well, it's meant to be felt. So I see that to me is kind of weird if he did it. I don't know.
Yeah, well, because you know when you get older age and stuff like that, it kind of shows the fact that the people that were all anti-mutant were kind of right, because one of them out of control was extremely dangerous.
Yeah.
Could kill a lot.
But my question is, okay, the one part. Am I allowed to say this?
Yeah, of course.
Where they're in the morgue and they have the albino guy and they say take samples from him. Is he coming back?
No, they got cloning. They have
they're basically like scavengers at that moment for DNA.
Right, yeah. But is he coming back in another?
Who knows? No. Maybe, but I doubt it. I think that it was just that all that was.
It was just showing how ruthless they are. They'll take whatever they can get.
Yeah.
Out of anybody to keep their profits going.
It's meant to be in a way of like, oh, we killed him, but you know, it's almost a desecration of his body in some ways.
But they drove some interesting parallels between the little Monsanto takeoff of the sugarcane corn and the guys doing the genetic experimentation and how they're willing to do whatever it takes on it. So. You did get the reference to Monsanto, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, that was extremely...
I'm contributing about as much as I do on Thursday nights, aren't I?
So, I mean, that was excellent. I mean, I love the Reavers. The Reavers were great.
Yeah.
I mean, good villains. Reaver? The Reavers were the...
The Bionicle guys that were...
mercenaries.
Yeah, they were the villains of the story.
They were good. They were, you know, not unrealistic.
It didn't last long.
Yeah, but how, when the truck blew up, how did that guy live through that?
You saw him jump out.
No, he was blown out of it.
Yeah, he was blown out of it. And if you look at it later, he was fixing his hand, showing the repercussions that it did. So
that was actually a cool little thing where he put his fingers backwards and then forwards again.
Well, that's actually...
In reality, two hand grenades at 6 feet?
No, you'd be dead. Concussion blast alone would...
Back off, yeah.
Yes. That. But at the same time, was that guy... Was he... He wasn't a mutant. He was just an enhanced human, right?
He was enhanced cybernetic. His spine, part of his leg, his hand.
Yeah, but it still should have blown his head off.
No, and also, it actually would have blown the diaphragms. Like, his eardrums would have ruptured.
Collapsed.
Yep. But we're not talking real life here, so.
Yeah. No. Well, it wasn't Gone with the Wind.
No.
Sure.
But I do like seeing Wolverine at his best. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, they...
The Berserker rage.
The interesting part, just talking about the movie craft, they did a very good job establishing with that first scene what we were going to see for the rest of the film. Like, the reason why they put that scene in the beginning is so that they can establish... how far Wolverine can go in this movie in the very beginning, so there's no surprises once it comes up. Because that level of... So, remember when those guys were trying to steal his truck?
Because I got guys on the...
Trying to steal his tires?
Oh, yeah.
In the very beginning? they did that to establish that Wolverine.
This is not going
to
be a typical.
No, it's not going to be. That's exactly what that scene was meant
but
to do.
But also, it established that Wolverine was aged.
Old, dying.
And that, you know.
Yeah.
Probably not in his prime anymore.
Well, yeah, that's.
You do know what was killing him, right?
The adamantium was poisoning
yeah,
his blood.
You can't put that much metal, even in a mutant body, and expect it, even with his healing factor, it was just poisoning him to death.
Yeah.
And that's how he.
Well, here's my question. Knowing that antium or whatever
adamantium
would take him apart, why didn't that other guy make a bunch of bullets like that, knowing he'd have to go up against Wolverine and just take him out? I don't understand.
Adamantium is actually a very rare metal.
Yeah, exactly.
They put it on the girl, so that, I don't know.
Well, she only has it in the claws and on the feet.
Well, put it like this.
She doesn't have an adamantium skeleton the way Wolverine does.
Oh, she doesn't? Okay.
No, that's why he said, get behind me on a couple things for it. Yeah, he's protecting her, but she also does not have an adamantium skeleton.
True.
And she didn't have all the claws. She only had two.
Two, yeah.
Two. That's all that could fit
didn't
in her
arm.
Didn't
she have one in her feet, though?
Yeah, one in her foot.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, in the comic books, it was one of those things where, okay, they couldn't fit three claws in her arm because it wasn't as big as Wolverine, so they put one down the foot.
But also keep in mind that the Wolverine mutation that they are talking about is there's bone underneath the claws.
Right.
So, and the way that Charles was talking about it was that the actual, the claws themselves, females who have the genetic mutation have the ability to have a claw on their foot. That's what he was saying.
Well, why did they put the adamantium in her and Wolverine? Why were they allowed to have the adamantium and they didn't do it on a normal person?
Yeah, I don't understand what the point of,
The point of that is the fact that the adamantium has to be... The body, it's constantly as cancerous to the cells, so it has to be only in mutants that had healing factors.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Why would you put adamantium on bones that are still growing?
Yeah.
That's why it's not on her bones.
The bones that they're on are the claws. I mean, I'm just talking. I went deep comic here.
She doesn't have regular bone claws. She never did.
But then how could... No, that I don't buy this then because... No, she has bone claws underneath just like Wolverine that are
she
bound
doesn't.
To.
Okay, you don't read the comic book.
Well, no, okay, I'm telling you right now. If that's the case, if they put in... the metal claws into her system, retracting them and pulling them out is not something that would be in her muscle memory to be able to do that.
Unless
it's basically like putting a...
Her.
What?
Unless they genetically alter her.
You're not going to genetically alter muscle tissue to the point where you can make it expand and contract like that. That's not how it works.
You got some people who can fold their tongue and things, and some people don't have the muscle control to do that.
Yeah.
No. That's
know.
No. The people who roll their tongues give you a little genetics lesson here. That is genetics right there. Mm-hmm. It is a genetic dominance thing whether somebody can roll their tongue or not. Mm-hmm. Now that to all of a sudden randomly create new muscles.
Let's go back to the movie.
Okay.
Topic.
But put it like this, it's not possible. They're around bone.
Okay. Send you.
Wow, so everything else in the movie was possible?
Well, here's the thing. They have a basis of reality that they build off of.
Sure.
Like, when Wolverine's claws were leached, they made it...
There's my new listing right over there.
Oh, cool. Congrats. But the way that they made it seem is, like, when they leached them adamantium off of Wolverine... He was still able to extend his claws, and they were able. They did that in the movies either, so it's established canon in this.
Okay, fine, got it. All right, now back to the movie on the thing for it. So, I mean, this kind of nicely wraps it up on it, which kind of is disappointing because of the fact that we're not going to see a Deadpool Wolverine crossover.
Yeah, here's the thing. In that timeline, he is dead, but in the past timelines, they can still jump into that at any time.
I mean, you're talking, 10 years in the future?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
they're doing another X-Men movie right now, so...
But he's not going to be in it?
I don't know.
We'll see. I mean, he's a big star in it, but you never know.
Yeah, James McAvoy. Well, he didn't have to do this one. He has such a love of the people. I mean, he went to Comic-Con to announce, I'm doing Old Man Logan, and people went nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, that was... He does take care of his fans. That's the great thing about him. A lot of people would have walked away from the role a long time ago saying, I'm too established. I can do something else. But he kept coming back to it because he knows the fans love it. That's not easy work to get that bulked up for every stinking movie either.
Yeah. No. That's a lot of work. And also, he has cancer, too, so...
Could you replay that back again?
No.
God. I did that just for you.
Yeah, no
me.
Kidding. Wow. There wasn't quite a female heroine in this movie at all.
Yeah, but there was.
Who? The little girl. The
little girl.
Oh, the twink?
Yeah, that's called a heroine, Dad.
She was good. Her action sequences actually were really good.
I was kind of hoping she'd go through the whole movie and never say a word. That'd have been cool.
No, I don't think so.
I think it's funnier when she talks.
Yeah.
You can talk. And then, you know what I expected him to say? 2,000 miles, you haven't said a word. And then when she starts jabbering, he goes, I should have. He should have had a good comeback for that. Like, I should have realized how blessed I was or something. Like, it's been so nice and quiet.
Well, he told her, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, no, I was okay with that line that Jeremy just said.
That was funny.
I will say that was a little weird, but at the same time, they did that. You know my problem? Why is it that Wolverine pulled into that motel? It's like he pulled into the motel where that girl was, where Laura was playing ball for no reason, and then was surprised that they were there. That to me was a big hole.
No, he didn't know. It just said pick up two passengers.
Yeah.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
It was on the phone.
He just got an Uber pickup for two people.
Oh, and it just happened to be those people?
No,
she knew exactly
who she was calling.
Yeah.
She contacted his limo service for him to come and pick them up. He didn't just drop in.
Yeah. Got
it. He drove by it and he saw the little girl. He went,
I missed that. Okay, that was my hole that I found, but I guess it's been plugged.
No.
Cool. Well, overall, great movie. It was a lot of fun. This has been the ride home with Casey and the family.
Dad, who contributed almost nothing.
That's okay. I'm used to that. Anyway.
So is your brother.
Anyway, just having fun with the family. You guys take care. We'll see you next time.
Bye.